RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
No John, no Reggie. It's Paul Gallant and Chris Partee on Sports Radio 610. We've got Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig behind the glass. We hope you had a great Christmas. We hope that you are enjoying your holiday season. Whoop-de-doo, hickory dock. Don't forget to take down your sock. Some people take down the Christmas decorations starting today. I am leaving mine up until March.
I was going to ask. Are you seriously going to leave it up till March?
Yeah, why not?
Really? Get ready for next year.
Why not?
He's already prepared.
Yeah, listen, I'm a big procrastinator. I might just leave it up all year. Damn. I'm the Christmas guy. Unless the HOA finds me at my condo, I ain't moving.
Does your condo have an HOA?
It does. Yeah, we got an HOA. They keep on trying to make me president of it because I come to one meeting a year and I come up with obvious ideas that the people that are on the HOA should.
Oh, they want to put you on the board, huh?
No, I don't want any of this.
Why not?
You don't want control?
No. There's scandal that goes on in this HOA. Like, they're like $80,000 got lost once or something.
Oh, wow. That kind of scandal.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't want no part of this. I don't want no.
$80,000 went missing?
That's crazy. The previous leadership. Yeah, I hear all this gossip. I'm like, yeah, I don't want a part of this.
Yeah, you probably don't want to get involved.
Become corrupt. I would take the
in those shenanigans.
Next time around, I'm going to be the one skimming off the top. I can't help myself.
I'm a scumbag. In all actuality, though, it is smart not to get involved in
the HOA. Definitely not.
Don't do it.
What's popping? So last night, if you didn't watch it, the Rockets beat the hell out of the Los Angeles Lakers. We talked about it from the Rockets' perspective. Was it a wake up call? That's what Amen Thompson said. Are they going to need to trade for a point guard? Talk about that a little bit later because Chris has an idea about someone that they maybe should go after. But let's take a look at what the Lakers did in this game, specifically because J.J. Redick, head coach of the Lakers, seems to hate his team. This is part one of two of J.J. Redick after yesterday's Rockets beatdown of the Lakers going all in on his team.
Guys will say they want to win. The care factor to me is like, do I care enough to actually do what I'm supposed to do? And just do it consistently. And that's really what the championship habits are, and that's what we don't have right now.
It's follow up on that. If you're saying, you said earlier, it's the same guys not executing, does that just come down to, look, if you don't do it now, your rotation spot?
We've given everybody a chance.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. So that's how the press conference wrapped up.
We've given everybody a chance.
Are some guys going to stop getting chances? I guess that's what we will see in the coming days and weeks for the Los Angeles Lakers. Here's more J.J. Redick yelling, essentially, through the liberal media at his team.
We've been a good basketball team. When we haven't, we're a terrible basketball team. And tonight we were a terrible basketball team. And that started legitimately right away. We don't care enough to, like, do the things that are necessary. We don't care enough to be a professional. It's, you know, we had it. It can change like that. We don't have it right now. What I said the other night, it's a matter of making the choice. And too often we have guys that don't want to make that choice. and it's pretty consistent who those guys are. And so Saturday practice, I told the guys, it's going to be uncomfortable. The meeting is going to be uncomfortable. I'm not doing another 53 games like this.
What kind of a threat is that, though? I mean, you are the coach contractually of the Lakers. You're gonna quit in the middle of the year? That'll show your players who are not showing up every single day, J.J. Redick. I, by nature, when I hear the Lakers complaining and crying, it brings warmth to my cold, three sizes too small heart. At the same time, you hear this from J.J. Redick, Chris. What are your thoughts on this? Is it okay to do a drive-by on your team through a press conference?
Personally, I don't have a problem with it, because sometimes you need to wake guys up. And I can think of at least one player that I think he's probably talking to. Now, it's multiple players that he's talking to, but I think that excludes LeBron for the most part, because LeBron's his buddy.
LeBron James.
Thank you. LeBron is his buddy. That's his boy right there. And Luka. I mean, without Luka, they don't have 19 wins right now. I mean, he's missed some games, though, with injury, right?
Yeah.
As well. But, I mean, you know, for the most part, they're not in any conversation for any playoffs, whatever it is, without Luka. Because LeBron's not that guy anymore. He can't just carry the team. But I do think one of the guys he's talking about is probably DeAndre Ayton.
Hmm. We've heard this about DeAndre Ayton,
yes,
in previous stops as well.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, and that's one of the things I'm getting at there, is this is not the first time that his, I don't want to say heart, but his not ability, what's the word I'm looking for here, Paul? His
compete level.
His competition.
His care.
His commitment to the team has been questioned.
Mm.
It's not the first time. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying it's just him. I think it's a lot of the young guys, too, younger guys as well, that he's just calling out a lot of these guys.
Right.
But I do think, I would say, if I had to guess one guy, DeAndre Ayton would be one of them that he's talking directly to.
You're probably right. It's probably
just
him.
Just my guess from the outside looking in. And I don't think he's wrong for it, honestly.
I wonder if it's going to work. To what you said a little bit ago, J.J. Redick being boys with LeBron and probably having this job because they did a podcast together, and they think that while drinking wine and talking basketball that they're on a wavelength that others on their team can't understand. Okay, yeah. Maybe they're right on that front. But I'm looking at J.J. Redick, and I'm listening to J.J. Redick, and I don't know, man. I'm getting a little bit tired of it. He called
out a
player earlier in the week for not knowing a basketball term that, I'll be perfectly honest, I do not understand.
Well, we had a guy the other day who hasn't played a lot who didn't know what a flood was in the middle of a game. So we're clearly, you know, when we're not healthy and we haven't been healthy, we clearly have some room to grow in that area.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
See, I'd like him to explain what a flood is, but then he'd probably say, well, listen to my podcast. He'd pull a Patrick Beverley. Like, are you subscribed to my podcast?
Listen to my podcast.
Or Draymond Green. I think he's done the same thing there. And I'll just be, just to double down on this, terminology guy, the worst guy when you're talking sports with somebody who's going to bring up like, oh, yeah, well, look at the 12 personnel, the 11 personnel. Shut up. Please explain it. For you're doing a show where you're trying to explain to the most possible people you can, and you're using these big terms out here all of a sudden, like trying to flex like you know all these things about sports. F off.
I'll give JJ,
no, JJ Redick does actually.
I'll give him credit. I'm not a big JJ Redick guy. I don't think he should have this job for what, but he does know basketball. Now, just because you know it doesn't mean you should just come right in and be the head coach of the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, him and LeBron, they're like that. So they're, you know, they're buddies. So I get that. But terminology also can vary. Even within a sport, depending mm-hmm. on, you got a lot of young guys coming in. So depending on where they went to school, what region of the country, what level they play, terminology can vary. Mm-hmm. So just because they haven't heard of a flood, obviously, I'm guarantee you there's another name for it.
Probably.
There's another name for it. Okay?
When I took my driver's test in Florida, I was instructed at one point to make a K-turn. I had no idea what the hell that was.
What the hell is that?
So I tried to make a K. Apparently, it's a three-point turn. That's what they call it in Florida.
Exactly. Hey, man, it is Florida, though. No offense, but Florida's kind of weird, man.
Yeah, for sure.
It's kind of out there.
How does it look like? Okay, I see why they would call it an A, but man,
I had never heard of that before in my life. I was like, "What?"
No. But that's a great example.
Yeah,
terminology can vary by region, even.
Yep,
it really can.
And the way that JJ's talking about it, there, okay, maybe he actually is justified in being frustrated with whatever
he might
player
be.
This is.
But maybe
I don't know. It's getting old for me with JJ Redick.
Now, I don't think that player was DeAndre Ayton. I think that was one of the young guys, like the really young guys
for sure.
But who knows?
But the thing is, though, weren't there the same issues when Ham was there?
Yep.
Like
Darvin Ham, yeah.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm just saying there's a common denominator or two, just saying.
Are you blaming LeBron?
No, I would not. I would not blame our great, glorious king, GOAT.
Our king and savior.
I am, actually.
I knew you were. Paul has a smile on his face over here.
Listen, I'm LeBron. He's a coach on the court, you know, and he's got a head coach in JJ Redick, and the Lakers really functional team right now. Interesting. What's popping continues. Nikola Jokic had 56 points last night. Best in the game? Yes, that's the answer.
Nikola Jokic, best player in the game. I mean, it's hard to.
The numbers
it's hard to go against.
Are insane, and we're just watching him against the Rockets. Those games that we saw against the Rockets last week. Good God, the guy's incredible. Incredible player.
Yeah. I mean, he does. I mean, other than play defense at the highest level, he does everything.
Yep. Everything. Just about everything.
He literally does do. And pretty soon here, he's going to be the triple double king.
I think so.
Not this season, but. Eventually, he's, you know, next season, whatever it is. He's not that far back.
What's popping continues. Other Lakers, other than the Lakers and other than the Nuggets in the NBA last night and the Rockets win that they had, the Spurs are 3-0 against the Thunder this year.
Yeah, I told you the other day.
3-0.
They are the bugaboo
mm-hmm.
for OKC.
3-0. And on top of that, I mean, if I think I saw a guy in the Thunder asked about the struggles against the Spurs. And his answer was, I've played in the finals.
Who said that?
I'll have to find this out. It just popped up on my ex a little bit ago.
Okay.
He was very, very cocky. I didn't see that.
Was that before the game?
I think this was after the game.
Come on, dog. Okay. Come on. Like, can we stop that? The whole, I'm so sure of myself after the game. After a team has already beat you three times and we're not even out of the first part of the calendar season. You know what I mean? We're not even 2026 yet. They've beaten you three times already.
I've played in the finals, brother. There probably won't be another stage as big as that.
Who said that? Does it say?
Spurs Nation SA says Corny Dub. And I'll be honest, I don't know off the top of my head who Corny Dub is. Is that Jalen Williams? I don't know.
It could be.
Yeah.
Could be Jalen Williams.
They call him Corny. What's popping continues.
What's popping? Are you popping?
We're all popping a little bit.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I'm totally popping right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
My joints are popping.
So. Yeah, that's how I feel every morning.
That's how it goes.
Sorry about that, mate.
You get to a certain point, and that's how it feels. That's how it feels. The Pittsburgh Pirates, remember we talked about them earlier this week where they signed a player to a multi-year deal? Well, the homeless A's spent money as well.
Oh, did they?
The A's signed Tyler Soderstrom to a 7-year, $86 million deal. All of a sudden, the cheap organizations in baseball are spending money on
a little moolah.
Right. This is the A's have been giving out contracts the last couple of years. They gave one to Luis Severino last year as well. So teams are spending money. Why aren't the Astros spending money? Oh, it's because they're over the luxury tax threshold. That's
yeah.
That's why, everybody. Now you know the rest of the story.
They got to make some trades.
Yes, and I think it's going to involve moving on from one of their key players. Someone won the lottery. $1.7 billion.
The Powerball?
Mm-hmm. Continuing what's popping. Somebody won the lottery. $1.7 billion in Arkansas. One of the states where you do not have to be made public, get outed as the person who wins the lottery.
See, I like that.
I can't believe there are states where you are required. California is one of them.
Yeah, it is.
It is by law required that your identity is revealed.
Of course.
I would not want that.
In California, I grew up there, is one of those states where you're most likely to be robbed.
Yeah.
So, trust me, I would not want anyone to know that I just won one. Was it? Neither. It was just one person?
Mm-hmm. Or,
okay. So I would not want anyone knowing I just won $1 billion.
Delaware, Maryland, no way. South Carolina, and Texas, for large prizes, allow winners to remain fully or partially anonymous. Arkansas, also one of those states. $1.7 billion.
No. Damn.
But obviously there's taxes and all that stuff, and the cash value
but still.
Is probably a little bit less. But yeah, impressive. Shout out to that person.
And you said, what state was it? Alabama?
Arkansas.
Arkansas, sorry.
Do you want it all up front or in installments?
Up front.
Really?
Up front.
Okay.
Yeah, what if I die?
Yeah.
What if all of a sudden, no.
Do I
not get any of the money? Do I not get the rest of it?
No, I want it up front, but then I'm going to a financial advisor. I'm going to set it up to where I don't have it all just at one time.
Oh, look at Chris being responsible over
here. Yeah. Yeah. What am I supposed to do?
I'm gonna go to Vegas and put it all on red.
See, there you go.
Red 40.
Here we go.
I want more.
He wants to lose everything.
Yeah. Red 40.
I want to self-sabotage, okay?
Imagine winning that much money and then being broke over a weekend, after a weekend.
That's crazy. All the stories that I see about winning the lottery, there's you'll probably blow it all right away.
A lot of them end up broke. Very soon.
That's a bummer.
That's what I've heard. I don't know if it's true, but I heard that.
They're probably just saying that.
To tear you.
Yeah.
They're just trying to scare you.
Won't be me when I win the lottery.
Won't be me.
All right. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. That is what's popping on a Friday, Football Friday. 2 hours left with Chris Partee and Paul Gallant. Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig behind the glass. You want to chime in, 713-572-4610 is how you call. It's how you text. Texans Chargers tomorrow. One of the biggest games of the season for the Houston Texans. Can they prove this in tomorrow's game? What's this? You'll find out on the flip side. It's the Paul Gallant and Chris Partee Experience in the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.